This is a recording of the press conference for the introduction of the Dignity No Detention Act, recorded on Tuesday, May 18, 2021, and you will hear from Senator Julia Salazar, Senator Jessica Ramos, Assemblywoman Karines Reyes, a directly impacted person, Freedom for Immigrants, Center for Constitutional Rights, Queer Detainee Empowerment Project, NYU Immigrant Rights Clinic, the Legal Aid Society of New York, the Bronx Defenders, and the Brooklyn Defender Services.
Welcome, everyone. We're here today to celebrate the introduction of the New York Dignity Not Detention Act. Just bear with us for a few moments, and we're going to get started. Great. Good morning, everyone. My name is Salma Cisse. I am an attorney and Bertha Justice Fellow at the Center for Constitutional Rights and also a proud member of the Abolish ICE New York, New Jersey Coalition. We're here today to celebrate and discuss the New York Dignity Not Detention Act. And we have a full lineup of people who are going to speak about this bill and how important it is to New York. So our speakers will have 3 minutes each to speak. And then at the end, there'll be time for questions. So feel free to use the Q&A box. And we'll go from there. So first, I'm going to hand it over to Tanya from Freedom for Immigrants.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Tanya Matos, and I'm the Policy and Monitoring Manager for Freedom for Immigrants. We are a national nonprofit that works to end immigration detention and support people inside immigration detention. The Dignity Not Detention legislation has been a multi-year effort that has led to today's introduction. We have worked with people inside detention, their families, and organizations that work with the immigrant community, like so many more. Today, New York makes history as one of many states that will take a major step in getting rid of ICE and keeping our immigrant New Yorkers safe and free. We are joining many other states across the country that have introduced or passed legislation that bans ICE detention in their home states. I want to first and foremost thank Rogelio, who will be speaking later on about his experience in detention. It's so many like him who have gone through the traumatic experience of being detained, fought back against that system. It's people like him who must lead these efforts. I also want to thank Senator Salazar, Assemblywoman Reyes, for sponsoring the legislation and getting us to this point. So many organizations, like the Immigrant Rights Clinic at NYU, QDAP, New York City DSA, the Center for Constitutional Rights, the New York City Leadership Council, and over 68 statewide organizations who are already standing behind ending detention in New York State. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. And as Tanya mentioned, this is really a powerful coalition working to end detention in New York. And I'm going to pass it over right now to Yossi and Dan, who are with the New York University School of Law Immigrant Rights Clinic.
Hey y'all, my name is Yossi. I use she, her pronouns. I'm with NYU Law's Immigrant Rights Clinic. I'll be talking a little bit about some of the details of the bill and then pass it to Dan to give kind of more context on the bill. So the act will do predominantly three things. It will prohibit state and local governmental entities from entering or renewing immigration detention contracts or receiving any payments related to immigration detention. Second, it will require any state and local governmental entities with existing immigration detention contracts to exercise the termination provision in their contracts. And third, it will prohibit governmental entities from contracting with private entities involved with immigration detention and prohibit private entities from owning or operating immigration detention centers in New York State. So in short, it will end all current ICE contracts that counties have in New York and prohibit any future ones. It will also prevent private companies from operating immigration detention jails. I'll pass it to Dan now to give a little bit more context on the legislation.
Thanks, Yossi. I'm Dan, I use he, him pronouns, and I'm also with NYU Law. So, yeah, to quickly describe the national context, several states have passed similar laws or are considering similar bills to end immigration detention. Three states have passed laws that prohibit private contracts. First, California in 2017, which also passed an amendment in the same year to regulate public contracts. Second, Illinois in 2019. And third, Washington State, most recently in April of this year. Also in April 2021, the Maryland State Assembly passed its Dignity Not Detention Bill, which prevents both public and private immigration detention contracts. The state legislature in New York's neighboring state, New Jersey, is currently considering a bill that also addresses private and public contracts. Finally, there's a bill currently in the New Mexico state legislature that curtails private detention contracts. All of these past laws and pending bills make one thing clear. National support and momentum to end detention is broad and rapidly building. This is an incredibly timely and exciting opportunity for the state of New York to join others like Illinois, Washington, and California to send a strong, clear message that we're united in ending the detention of our immigrant friends, our families, and our community members. Thanks.
Amazing. Thank you, Yossi and Dan. And yes, it is really time for New York to join this national movement. And as Tanya said, this is a movement being led by people who are directly impacted. And so I'm going to pass it over to Rogelio, who is an immigrant who was formerly detained at Orange County Jail in Goshen, New York. Rogelio will speak in Spanish, and then Kiki from the Bronx Defender will translate in English.
Bueno, hola, hola. Buenos días a todos. Mi nombre es Rogelio y pues yo estuve detenido en Orange County alrededor de cuatro meses, un poquito más.
Good morning, all. My name is Rogelio and I was detained in Orange County Jail for 4 months after doing a hunger strike in Hudson County Jail around COVID infections. There are around 80 people infected. Really, it is important to keep in mind that these are not ICE prison. These are criminals of very high risk, and after the hunger strikes, they moved us to Orange County Jail. When I arrived, they put me in quarantine for 2 weeks, but I continued my hunger strike with two other people, one from Russia and someone else from Romania. I stopped because my eyes and head started hurting. When I came back with everyone else, they gave me food that I could not eat. It was watery pasta, hard bread, and also very little. They give us this food because prisons are a business. I didn't want to eat watery pasta every day, so I started buying food from the commissary. The prices are doubled for a roll of toilet paper. Sugar is $3.50 when outside, maybe it's 90 cents. It's all a business. When the coalition told me that this law could end the contracts between prisons and immigration, I felt very happy because the jail in Orange County does not have the capacity or resources for humans. During the pandemic, they just kept bringing in people from outside. They would mix with the people who had just finished quarantining and those who had just arrived. This is the reason why there are so many people with COVID in Orange County, but jails do not care about immigrant lives. Animals have more rights than immigrants do, and the jails should be closed.
Thank you, Rogelio, for sharing your story, and Kiki for translating. We really appreciate you being here, and as Tanya has said over and over again, this is what's most important about this bill and about what we're doing, is that it's being led by people who are directly impacted and have been impacted by immigration detention in New York. So right now, we're so pleased to have Assemblymember Reyes with us, who has been supporting this bill from the very beginning, and I'll pass it over to her now. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Good morning. Happy to be here. So for me, this piece of legislation is important. We have been talking in other spaces about decarceral policies, ending the prison pipeline. And what we've realized is that prisons have become a business in our state and in our country. And Rogelio illustrated that very clearly. We've been visiting prisons. I actually visited Orange County prison in Goshen with Senator Ramos a few months back. And we spoke to many of those ICE detainees. And the stories that we were hearing were folks that were not being detained for any criminal activity. ICE is literally just holding them indefinitely without any resolve, without any answer. In many cases for years. So they're not being deported, they're not being released, they're just being held. And this costs the state money too, right? When we talk about the cost of carceral policies and detaining people, that yearly cost is astronomical. And we're doing that at the price of ruining people's lives, separating families. Rogelio could have been free and working, because not having a piece of paper is not necessarily a crime. You are not a criminal because you don't have the right documentation. We should give people the opportunity to go through the process and get their appropriate documentation. So for me, it's important that we start to curtail that system, right? Where we are no longer in the business of keeping people detained for profit. And the state is doing this because they stand to gain profit from the federal government through the immigration and agreements with the federal government and ICE. So for us, this is a very important step. There is precedent in other states, but this is about the humanity of our undocumented brothers and sisters who have contributed so greatly to this state and to our city during this pandemic and every day. You know, the reality is that our city, our agriculture, and many of our industries wouldn't run without immigrant labor. And we have to start to realize how important they are for our very survival. And this is one step that we were going to do that. We're going to humanize our immigrant brothers and sisters and no longer allow them to be detained indefinitely by a rogue agency in our state. So thank you all.
Thank you, Assemblymember Reyes. Yes, this bill is about dignity and it's about humanity. So we really appreciate your words.